here's a story from the world.
From locusts to frogs, worldwide illicit trade in wild animals could be worth up to $23 billion annually, according to the United Nations. Thousands of species are affected, but cracking down on these operations, it's not the only way to fight it. In Colombia, a frog farm is trying to defeat poachers by competing against them. Manuel Rueda has more from Bogota.
Working in the dark with a headlamp, Ivan Ramos inspects a small frog that has red and black stripes. Carefully, he stretches its tiny legs to check its bones, then places it in a container that's lined with cotton and foam, and is about the size of a hockey puck. Ramos snaps the container shut before the frog can jump out, and puts it in a cooler where dozens of frogs are already waiting to be exported.
Hoy estamos enviando 68 animales.
Today, we are sending 68 animals to Europe, Ramos explains, as he gets ready to pack the next amphibian. This frog farm is called Tesoros de Colombia, which means treasures of Colombia. In hundreds of glass cases known as terrariums, Tesoros breeds tiny frogs that are about 2 inches long and are native to Colombia's forests. The company sells them to collectors in Europe and the United States. Previously, some of them would have bought the frogs from poachers. Owner Ivan Lozano says he started this farm 10 years ago.
We are helping the authorities fight the animal trafficking. We are giving an alternative for the buyers to get absolutely legal, healthy, captive-bred animals.
Colombia is one of the world's richest countries when it comes to amphibians, with more than 800 species. But this natural treasure is also being plundered on a regular basis, which could endanger the survival of some species. Every year, hundreds of frogs are confiscated by police from traffickers at Colombia's airports. A study conducted 2 years ago says that 80,000 members of one species, the Leman's poison frog, have been snatched from the forests to be sold as pets. Lozano says it's almost impossible to stop people from wanting wild animals.
These exotic species are really, really charismatic. And it's really difficult to educate a whole planet of people and tell them, okay, please don't collect them and don't keep them in your house. This is why it's going to be really, really important to develop this kind of sustainable farming.
Lozano's company has permits from Colombia's government to breed 7 kinds of frogs. That's Ufaga histrionica, which has dozens of color combinations that include red and black, blue and black, and black with orange dots. And here's Filobates bicolor. While some people continue to smuggle wild frogs, the demand for these captive bred varieties appears to be growing in the United States.
Every import we have, I see names that I've not seen before.
Joshua Stottlemyre is a collector in Pennsylvania who helps to handle Tesoros frogs when they arrive stateside. He quarantines the animals at his home for 2 weeks to make sure they're healthy. Then he ships them to customers across the nation.
And this last import, I quarantined 126, I believe it was, histrionicus. So we went from a couple dozen to that large of a number.
But wildlife farming hasn't always helped to stop poaching, and there's a risk it can make things worse. In Indonesia, officials allowed the export of 3 million captive-bred geckos each year. But that gave some companies a chance to sell thousands of geckos caught in the wild as if they were captive-bred. In South Africa, the government allowed owners of game reserves to sell the bones of captive-bred lions to Asian countries that use them for traditional medicine. South African zoologist Laura Tenson says this created a new market for lion bones and gave poachers another incentive to go after wild lions.
But that's the main problem, the risk of increasing the demand. And as long as there isn't demand, people will take specimens from the wild. That's just unfortunately how it is, because people see an opportunity to make an income.
Back in Colombia, Ivan Lozano is hoping that frog collectors will be responsible and choose his legally bred specimens over smuggled animals. In the long term, he plans to use profits from his frog farm to fund projects that will restore the animals' habitats.
If you sell a frog and part of the money goes to conservation, But also the person that pays gets educated about conservation. Well, I believe it's a win-win situation.
He says the frogs can fund their own conservation programs. For The World, I'm Manuel Rueda in Bogotá, Colombia.